Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Yesterday we said, don't quit, don't give up, and don't grow weary. Let's continue today.
You know, Jesus, before he left the earth, he said, the enemy is coming and he's got nothing in me. Nothing in me. Nothing. The devil's got no hold over you. He's got absolutely no hold over you. You've got to just start speaking God's word over what he's trying to destroy in your life. When he comes and brings sickness, you get the word of God. You get the scriptures of God. You start to decree and declare and prophesy out of your own mouth. And when people say, how are you doing? Just, oh. Oh. There was a saying that was going around, Word of Faith churches. I heard it and I said, you guys are nuts. You'll remember it. How are you doing? Well, in the natural, but in the spirit, I'm good. What are you doing? How are you doing? In the spirit, I'm good. What are you saying? What are you actually saying? You're showing me you got no faith. Zippo. Do you remember that saying? How are you doing? Well, in the spiritual realm, I'm doing well, but the natural, you know. Or, well, I'm only human. What? What? I'm only human. Hold on one second. Didn't God come and bring his super and put it on your human? And you now have the Holy Spirit in you. You are now superhuman. What are you talking about? You've got to start to get crass with the devil. You've got to start to get the answers. Put him in his place. Put him in his place. Put your foot on his neck and turn it. Oh, I like doing that. You just turn it. You see that? And then you can do it the other way. You can create a dance. Yeah. You know how you do this to him? You want to know how you do this to him? You say, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. Oh. And you know how you do some more to him? You say, Jesus is my Savior. Oh. And you know, you really want to get him? You say, the blood, 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 the blood. Yeah. Yeah. He hates the blood. He hates the blood. And then you sing, well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he has stolen. The devil is defeated. The devil is a liar. The devil is under your feet. The devil's a believer of his own lies. Jesus, 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 Jesus. You see, what I'm trying to get into us, I guess God's trying to get into us, is that we have the say. We are the authority. We will elect the people who are going to be in the White House. We will elect the people that are going to be in the local areas over here. We need to start getting this right now. Stand in the gap, righteous people, and pray. Stand in the gap and pray. You know what? And you pray not just for whoever's in the office now. You pray for the ones coming into the office. And you know what? We are supposed to pray for those in control over us. The Bible says so, right? So that means when President Obama was in, I prayed for him. President Trump's in, I prayed for him. Didn't say pray for your elected party that you choose. He said pray for the leaders over you, that there may be peace and it'll go well in your country. We need to pray for all of these guys. We are the authority. Not the devil, not his plans, not what he's chosen to happen, what God chooses to happen. And he's chosen us for such a time as now. You think it's an accident you're living in Port St. Lucie or in Fort Pierce or on the Treasure Coast? You think it's an accident that you're here in 2018 on the 16th of September? You think it's an accident that you're in this church? You think God, well, whoops, well, what can I do? What am I going to do? Open your mouth and make some declarations, make some prophetic utterances. Get it out of your life. Get it out into the atmosphere. And you start saying to the devil, you cannot take my children. You cannot take my country. You cannot steal my goods. I put my foot down in the name of Jesus, the name above every name. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. Every single knee will bow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I pray to God that you're getting stirred up. Get stirred up. Stir up the gift on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost. Stir it up, the Bible says. Stir up the gift on the inside of you. Let the Holy Ghost come out. Let the Spirit come out of you. Touch people's lives. Change the atmosphere. Change the situation. When you walk into a room, you're not going in alone. You're going in with the Holy Ghost. And you walk into that room and the atmosphere will shift. It's got to shift. It's got to shift. You're not just a lump on a bump on a log or whatever. You've got a call in your life and a purpose. Every one of you in this place, each and every one of you are vital to God's plan. Someone said, I can't even remember. It's like a puzzle. Each of us is a part of that puzzle. And I'm telling you what, when one piece is missing out of that puzzle, it's not complete. It's incomplete. We all need to take our part. We all need to start fitting in and slotting into wherever God's called us. One of you might be a toe. One of you might be a finger. One of you might be an arm. One of you might be a head, a shoulder, a chest, a leg. But you're all one body. Don't look at the color. Don't look where they were born. Look at their spirit and see God in there. You know, there is one way you can prepare the way of the Lord. You might be visiting in this place today, or you might have been coming for a while. But in John 3:3, Jesus said, except you are born again, you cannot even see the kingdom of heaven. And then in John 3:5, he said, you must be born of water, which you are if you're here, and of the Spirit. That's the new birth, the Holy Spirit. That's the born again experience. He said, or else you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. In verse 7, he said, you must be born again. And then he tells you in Romans 10:9-10, he said, yes, how you become born again. He said, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Born again. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman, nobody comes to God the Father excepting through and by me. That's John 14:6. He wants you to be saved. And right now we've been preparing the way for the Lord. If you need to receive Him today as your Lord and Savior, please allow me the privilege of praying that simple prayer with you, that you believe that Jesus is who He said He is, and that God raised Him from the dead. If you would let me pray that prayer with you, God will come into your spirit and change everything, forgive you every sin, and change your life. You might say, well, I'm not sure if I'm born again. Well, let's just make certain today. Or you might say, you know, I used to be so on fire for God and I kind of backslid. Why don't you just recommit today? These are serious times. These are real serious times. You need to receive Jesus or recommit your life to Him. Doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter your gender. Doesn't matter which country you come from. This is not an American gospel. This is God's Word. So if you want to receive Jesus today, if you want to recommit your life to Him today, while no one is looking around, please, no one looking around, if you want to receive Jesus today, I want you to just stand up and raise your hand high. Just raise your hand. When I see it, I'll acknowledge it, and you can put it straight down again. I'm looking for hands right now. See that hand down there? Thank you. You can put it down. I see that hand over there. Those two, you can put them down. Thank you. I'm looking for more hands. I see your hand over here. Thank you. You can put it down. Young ones too. Praise God. Anybody else? Don't leave this place without making right with our Lord and Savior Jesus. He died for you that you could live. But you've got to accept the free gift. Is there anybody else who wants to receive Jesus? I tell you what, I've taken a bit longer today, but you know, this is life and death. This is more important than my chicken sandwich at home. This is more important than going to watch some ball game. This is life and death. This is eternal life or eternal death. And if we have to rush through it just because you want to get out, that's wrong. We've got to take care of people that God entrusts into our presence. Those people that put their hands up, I want you to come out front. You're out now. All of you, don't be embarrassed. Ushers, bring them. Friends, bring them. And if you didn't put your hand up, then you need to come up anyway if you know you should have. Just come and join me in the front, yeah? Come on. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Just come and stand here in a line. Just stand in a line, yeah? Come on, my brother. Come on. Come on, friends. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I love it. I just love it. God is absolutely crazy with excitement today. Do you understand? Wait, just my little baby. Come on up. Come on up. You know what I like? Watch this. We've got an older gentleman like me. We're older, right? We're wise. We're wise. We got a tough guy over here. Look how big he is and strong. Are you related?
No,
just friends. Well, look, you're a tough dude, you know? And God's going to change your life and your life. And look at this precious little girl. God's going to touch her at the same time. Isn't that amazing? He's no respecter of people. He's going to save each and every one of us. Come and stand down here next to them. Okay, now you guys, you said that you believe, because I asked that question, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and He died that we might live? You believe that? You believe it, sweetie? Okay, that qualifies you to take the next step and speak. This is the way God said to do it. Not man's ways, it's God's way. So I'm going to lead you in the prayer that you said you believe. And all I'm going to say is that prayer. And you repeat it after me. You ready? The rest of you stretch your hands out towards our new family members. You ready? Like, say this with me now. Say, Father God, I come to you today. And I give you my heart. I give you my life, my spirit, my soul, and my body. I ask you to forgive me of every sin I've ever committed and make me brand new. Take the old bad spirit and give me the brand new spirit, covered in righteousness through Jesus Christ's blood. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live. He took my punishment that I don't need to. He took my judgment that I don't need to. He took my sickness and my sin that I don't need to take it. I'm free. I'm clear. The balance is zero. In Jesus' name. I love you, Jesus. Because I've done this today, according to your word, I am now born again. I'm now a child of God. Heaven is now my home. God is now my Father. My name is in the book of life. I'm no longer a sinner. You have made me a saint. I'm no longer unrighteous. You have made me righteous. I'm born again. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Sweetie, how old are you? 7 years of age. I'm not going to ask. Don't worry. She's got a free book for you. God bless you. Listen, I want to exhort you and encourage you. Bring the unsaved. Bring the lost. Bring the hurting. Bring the dying. God will heal them. God will save them. And God will get them on a new path. Please bring unsaved and sick people to church. And God will change their lives. Amen. If any of you need prayer for anything, we're going to have the team up here to pray for you. I'm going to release the rest of you right now. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon your children. They are covered by the blood of the Lamb with a hedge of protection over them. Get them home and back, safe and sound, in Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said, amen. If you need any prayer, please come on up. We've got prayer teams to pray for you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.